Today, the IRS deadline looms. It is going to be Tuesday, the 19th. Holiday hours and changes at two dominant malls. Mayor Sarno has $42 million from Eversource to disperse. And kielbasa excitement overwhelms a Chicopee deli.
The Weekend!
It's Friday, April 15, 2022. For many religions, the High Holy Days are here, principally Easter and Passover 2022. Today is Good Friday, a Christian observance held 2 days before Easter Sunday, and it commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, which is right outside the walls of Jerusalem. Good Friday is the sixth day of Holy Week and also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, Black Friday, and Easter Friday. The day is also part of the Paschal Tidum that starts on the evening of Maundy Thursday and continues to Easter Sunday, recalling the Passion, Death, Burial, and Resurrection of Christ. The weather for today, mostly sunny, a high of 68 degrees. The winds are west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain at 50% for today. Tonight, clouds on the increase, a low around 46. The winds will be west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 50% again. The ultraviolet index today at 6, the humidity, 71%. Well, the Lord giveth and the IRS take it away. That's how it pans out. On the heels of Easter Sunday, you get all returns must be filed by Tuesday, April 19, to be considered on time. Once you file, your refund should come in around 3 weeks. Thus far this year, the IRS has sent some 63 million refund checks, worth an average of $3,200. If you need one, you can request a 6-month extension to prevent late fees, but that request also has to be submitted by Tuesday. Lubavitcher Yeshiva Academy is pleased to offer in-person Seder to stay on Friday. Seder to stay. This will begin with a pre-Seder buffet of fish, salads, and soup, 6:30 p.m. Following the food, there will be interactive Passover activities, stories, songs led by Rabbi Noach and Esther Kosofsky. This will lead to the start of the Seder and Kiddush, drinking the first cup of wine. The Seder will be conducted at a slightly faster pace. A Seder dinner will be served after the reading of the Haggadah. Participants are welcome to attend the Seder at LYA for as long as they wish. The second Seder night, Saturday, April 16, will follow a more traditional format and will begin at 8 p.m. and end around 11:30 p.m. It will be led by Rabbi Chaim and Rochel Leah Kosofsky and promises to be interactive for all participants. Mayor Sarno is stating what the city plans to do with the nearly $42 million paid out by Eversource. The money, according to the mayor, will be put towards property tax relief, one-time capital projects, pension liability, and also strengthen the city's reserves. Holyoke Mall will be closed on Easter Sunday, April 17, in honor of the holiday. However, the following restaurants and entertainment venues will be open. The 110 Grill from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can enjoy their Easter brunch featuring, in addition to their full menu, all items except the chicken and waffles, prepared gluten-free. You want to work that off? Planet Fitness will be open from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Round 1 Bowling and Amusement, open 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Sumo Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Bar, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. for dine-in and takeout. Brunch, dining, Easter entertainment as well. Most Hampshire mall retailers are closed on these holidays. They'll be closed Easter Sunday. The Easter Bunny, however, will be around for photos and visits in Cafe Square on Friday the 15th today and Saturday, April 16th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, these stores and services will be open at the Hampshire Mall. Cinemark, first showing 11:30 a.m., last showing 10:20 p.m. PetSmart open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pins from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday Fun Day, $10 arcade card with the purchase of 2 games of bowling. Planet Fitness again in Hampshire, at the Hampshire Mall rather, from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Trader Joe's, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Because you know I'm all about the K, Kielbasa. I'm all about the K, Kielbasa. I'm all about the K, Kielbasa. I'm all about the K.
Kielbasa fever has gripped One Chicopee Deli. At Bernat's Polish Deli, Easter may, well, still be a few days away, but it's crunch time for the longtime family business in Chicopee. Lines of people are flocking to his location on Meadow Street. It's even caused him to get some help from the Chicopee Police Department, with one officer who's already on site, been there since yesterday. Well, the question, is there enough to go around? Well, owner Gregory Burnett has advised Western Mass News. He says, quote, "We measure it in tons. It's not just a few pounds, about 8 tons, 8 to 10 tons. We're going to go through in about a week and a half." It's a lot of kielbasa. Burnett's opened up online ordering. They opened up online ordering when the pandemic began, which has allowed them to send their famous kielbasa all across America. Burnett's will be closing early 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, and close completely on Easter Sunday. Well, that's about all there is locally. It's a quiet time, and that's not so bad. I wish everybody, if you commemorate Easter and Passover, very lovely time and holiday, if you will. If there are other religious celebrations that I'm not aware of, you have our best wishes. And for those of you who don't commemorate anything, you have that as well. I hope you'll be with us for our next new program, which comes your way on Monday at Pioneer Valley Radio, up online in the morning and available to you throughout the day and night on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.